The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Morzekinir by Yosef ben Sarah, Abraham ben Esther, who are Hashem Tanihem began Aiden Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashenema, Shalomot ben Miriam, Moshe ben Dina, Sarah, Ruhama, Bata, Havisra, Bata, Hayat, Edna, Rafana, the Hem, Fatanev, Fatarguf. For a time, Kramala Bovichini or Summer Omar, Amen. We get today's daf on Ayn Tet Amud Bet, and we are starting 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Our Mishnah discussed a type of neder that is called the neder of Inui Nefesh. That's a neder that the lady makes where she is causing herself Inui, suffering of some sort. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said that the husband has rights to be mefer that type of neder. That's, Torah gives the husband the rights to be mefer nedarim of einui nefesh. So then the Mishnah went on to say an example. The Gemara's example was im erhatz, im lo erhatz. She makes some sort of neder. If I wash, if I don't wash. Now that's a strange neder. Even if I wash, if I don't wash. That sounds more like a... she's making a condition. If I wash, if I don't wash. And then Rabbi Yosef came along and said, Amar Rabbi Yosef, en elu nedre einui nefesh. He said, no, that's not considered a einui nefesh. If I wash, if I don't wash. Obviously, we're missing some information over here. What exactly was the neder that she made? Again, it doesn't make sense. You don't come, when you make a neder, normally you say, I'm not going to do such and such if I wash. You have to be tole something else on that neder. So we're missing a part of the story here. So the Gemara says, Hechi ka'amar. What exactly did she say? What's the case? Ilema de amra. Kunam perot olam alai. Im erhatz. But a guy comes along and says, or the lady comes along and says, I am forbidding myself perot olam. I'm not going to have any fruit in the world im irhatz. That was the condition she made. Meaning if I take a bath, finish. After that, all the fruits in the world are going to become asurat to me. So now, perot olam, that's already inyan of inui nefesh. Which means she's forbidding herself of all the fruit and she's hinging it on if she bathes, yeah? So the Gemara says that can't be the case. Lama la hafara. Why would the rabbis come along and allow to make hafara in that case? Why? Lo terhatz velo litzerin perot olam elu ala. Don't let her bathe, and she won't be forbidden to have perot olam. Which means hachamim come along and say, this is einui nefesh. Why is it einui nefesh? Einui nefesh we understand to mean that automatically it's going to cause her suffering. It's not going to cause her suffering. This, she hinges it on showering. So if it's don't let her bathe, then she'll be permitted to have perot olam. Which is why the hachamim allow her to make hafara. Seemingly, they only allow her to make hafara when it's a case where it's vaday going to be einui nefesh. This is not vaday einui nefesh. Adabah. This case over here, she can make a contingent. She's contingent on if she's going to bathe or not. Don't bathe, and she'll be able to have perot olam. So look at the Ran. The Ran says, "Ilema de amra kunam perot olam ala im irhatz, lama la hafara lo terhatz de lo litzirun perot olam ala de medelo tani kegon shenadra b'rchitza atzma." The Mishnah didn't give a simple case. Why didn't give a simple case? She made an neder. I'm not going to be rochetz. Why didn't it give that case? So the Ran is medayek because obviously rechitza is not einui nefesh. You have to say that a lady, a person refrains himself from bathing, that's not einui nefesh. Because if that was einui nefesh, what do you got to give me a case where she made perot olam contingent on rechitza? Just give me a simple case. She made a neder, I am not going to bathe, that's einui nefesh, and the husband has the right to be mefer. So the Ran says, the medelo tani kegon shenadra rechitza atzma. Alma b'rechitza lika'inui. V'chivan de lika'inui, lama la hafara? Right? But there's no Einui, so therefore he would not be able to make Afara. That's why we have to say, no, there's an Einui factor over there. What's the Einui factor? The Perot Olam. But the Mishnah doesn't say Perot Olam, it says Rechitza. Oh, it must be, she made Perot Olam Asura on her, based on if she's going to bathe or not. Umedamrinan Hailishna, Dilamma lahafara. ואמלינה נמר, לא תרחץ ולא לצרון פירות עולם עלה, משמע, דכל אמת דלא רחצה, לא מצרה עלה פירות. You see from here, from the Gemara's question, it's משמע, that so long as she doesn't bathe, the פירות are not going to be forbidden. ולא חיישין אנשי מה תרחץ. And we don't suspect that she might bathe. And the Ran asks a question, because we learned in a Gemara previously, that when a person makes a sort of neder, where he comes along and says, kunam, that I'm not going to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. That was the Gemara that we learned earlier on, Daf Yud Dalet. So we said, again, what did the guy say? Kunam, I'm not going to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So the Gemara says, he better not sleep today, because we suspect that he might sleep tomorrow. So we have to choshed that he's going to get into trouble. So over here, why didn't you choshed? When the Gemara's question, don't bathe, and it should be okay. Don't bathe, and she can eat fruit. L'chaura adrabah, we should forbid her to eat fruit because she might bathe. So the Ran learns the case is talking about over here. She's not forbidding herself in this case from the fruit until after she bathes. Which means it's not if she bathes, she was forbidden from the fruit. Adrabah, the first time after I bathe, now it kicks in the, so there's no hashash over here. So therefore, the Gemara's question again is, Hachamim, you're telling me the case is Einui Nefesh. Okay, what's the Einui Nefesh over here? Einui Nefesh, not Rechitza. Because it was just Rechitza, then we would say, Imloi Rechatz. It must be she's making it contingent on something. What is she saying? I'm not going to have Perot Olam. Oh, not having Perot Olam, that's a person not going to have fruit, for no fruit in the world. That's Einui Nefesh. But she says, if I bathe. So the Gemara says, well, that's not Einui Nefesh. Why? Because so long as you have a way out, Hachimi will not let you make kafara. What's the way out of it? Don't bathe. Don't bathe. Perot olam is mutar. Why would the Hachimi allow to make such a hafara? That's the Gemara's first question. Second question. Ve'od. Three lines on the bottom. Ve'od. Beha. Lemar bi yose en elu nidre inui nefesh. Dil marachsa. Ve'tziru perot olam ala. Second question. What was the bi yose's reaction to this case? Top line of the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yose, En Elu Nidre Einui Nefesh. That's not the right language. What do you mean, En Elu Nidre Einui Nefesh? It is, yes, indeed it is Nidre Einui Nefesh. Which means, if this lady bathes, she's going to be forbidden to have Perot Olam. Now, even Rabbi Yose was more there that forbidding yourself to Perot Olam is considered a neder of Einui Nefesh. Which the language that Rabbi Yose uses, in Einui Nefesh, this is Einui Nefesh, which means, granted, could be we have a machloket between the Bi Yose and Hachamim, do you let her eat fruit? Hachamim will say, she can't eat fruit, because maybe we're choshesh that she might bathe. And the Bi Yose says, no. But everybody agrees that the Chavra, it is indeed Nidre Einui Nefesh, which means, if it comes to fruition, which means, if she bathes, she's asut perot olam. So the second question is, if that's the case, Rabbi Yose's Lashon is not accurate. So again, Rabotai, we're struggling to figure out one case of the Mishnah. What's the case of Im Erhatz, Im Lo Erhatz? So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ela de'amra kunam hana'at rechitza alai le'olam, Im Irhatz. She comes along, nothing to do with Perot Olam. Take Perot Olam off the table. It's all in Rechitza. And she says like this, I am going to forbid the Hana'a of Rechitza on me, Le'olam, if I bathe. Which means once I bathe, finish. Now it's Asur for me forever to have any more Hana'a from Rechitza. Im Irhatz. Im Irhatz. Finished. It's over. I cannot bathe anymore. What do we gain by this case over here? So Gemara says, Mishum Hachem Meferla. That's why Hachemim say it can be Mefer. Let's speak it out ourselves. Because mimma nafshach, whatever she ends up decide to do, there's inui nefesh over here. If she bathes, now already she's forbidden for the rest of her life to bathe. That's inui nefesh. If she doesn't bathe, again, we're learning now that Haitza is inui nefesh. We're falling back on our original premise. We're saying, really now, Haitza is inui nefesh, according to Hakamim. And therefore, in this case over here, no matter what she opts to do, there's going to be inui nefesh over here. If she decides not to bathe, that's not bathing, that's inui nefesh. If she bathes, now she's forbidden for the rest of her life to bathe. That's also inui nefesh. So the Hakamim say, she's stuck. There's no way out. The Gemara speaks that out. The Gemara says, "Mishum hachem mefirla dechi ta'abid." What do you want her to do? Tirhats. If she can tell her to watch, if she watches, mitzirana tirhitzala. She's forbidden to that for the rest of her life. Lo tirhats. What? So don't bathe. Itla nivura, and she becomes menuvelet. She becomes disgusting. So therefore, that's the case of the other. So look at the Dan. Ve'ela de'amra hana'at rechitza alay le'olam im erchatz. Ve'kevan de'amra ha'chi rechitza rishona shari yala. Right, well the first bathing would be permissible. Aval ma'hi rechitza ve'ilak mitzera b'chitza le'olam. That's right, and once she takes the first bath, finishes asura forever. Lo terchatz itla nivul. Right, if she doesn't bathe, she has nivul. The svid aleh hashta, now we fell off the original premise. Te'b'chitza ika inui nefesh. And that's the subject. Now, v'chite ma'iyachia ma'ina katana detalya nidra bi'im litni kunam rechitza alai. Right, what do you have to say? If I bathe, rechitza is going to be forbidden. Just let us say befirush, kunam rechitza alai. No, just say it simple. You got to make a whole condition, like we learned the case over here. Im irchatz, im lo irchatz. Because we're trying to learn the case of the Mishnah. If I bathe, if I don't bathe. It's a contingent. If I bathe, it's not forbidden. If I don't bathe, just say simple. Kunam shelo erhatz. Finish. That's inu nefesh. Hachamim will say what? Yeah, you can make hafara. So the Rana answers, ikale memad, tirbutash ma'ina letara kamadafa, gabdir chitza kamaita sharia la, afidu achi yafir mahashta. The kandush, which means, even though technically, the first bath that she takes is permissible. Nothing took wrong over here. Still, which is it's not activated all this till she actually takes the first bath. Kamash manan, Rabbanan, you can still make hafara before the whole item, which is really a hadush. Because technically at this point over there, there's no inui nefesh at this point over there. Which means it's only after she bathes, now you have an issue of going forward. Kamash manan, the rabbi said you can make hafara even before it even starts to become activated. So that's the way I picked a case like that. Im irhas, im lo irhas. So that's the way we're learning. And now, let's understand Rabbi Yosef, where Rabbi Yosef comes in. Amar Rabbi Yosef, en elu nidre inui nefesh. Rabbi Yosef is going to say, this is not considered inui nefesh, this type of nidir. Now, v'Rabbi Yosef sabar, Gemara, efshar de lo rahsa v'le navel v'le nivul lo haishinan. Right? Which means she comes along, the Rabbi Yosef says, no, this is not an inui nefesh case. Don't bathe. Rabbi Yosef will hold, not bathing is not an inui nefesh. She's not going to become menuvelet. Therefore, it's not in the category of inui nefesh. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef is going to say, you cannot be mefer. But what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you tell her? She's not going to be. Don't bathe. What's going to happen? It's not automatic. She's going to become a menuvelet from this. Look at the Ran. Rabbi Yosef sabar, efshar de lo rachsa, okay, don't bathe. V'liniful lo hashinan, desfil Rabbi Yosef, de berchitza le'olam, even if she doesn't bathe forever, leka inui nefesh. That's the shita of Rabbi Yosef at this point, and it's going to be his shita, lemaskenat the Gemara as well. And then that goes into certain questions, but let's just get Sheklam v'Tariyah first. Good. Gemara's question now is like this. Yache, if that's the case, litni hache, Rabbi Yosef omer, t'nai ze, en bo inui nefesh. Which means like this. Rabbi Yosef's language was, on this case that Hachamim just proposed, Ein ze inui nefesh. This is not inui nefesh. He should have said, if this is the case that we're setting up over here, ein ze tnai inui nefesh. It's not a condition of inui nefesh. Now, before I explain to you what that means, let's just understand that in nedarim, you could have the actual neder itself, and then you could have the condition that you made the neder contingent on. That's called the tnai. Mm-hmm. For example, if I would have came along and said, I am not going to eat perot olam if I don't bathe. So perot olam is the neder, and bathing is the tnai. In this case over here, would the lady say, if I bathe, I'm not going to have hana'ah bathing forever if I bathe once. So what's the neder? The neder is, I'm not going to bathe forever. She's making bathing contingent on bathing. So you have over here, the neder is in bathing, and the tnai is in bathing. Okay? So what if the B.O. say, come along and say, en ze inui nefesh? What's the problem with that lashon? It is, en ze inui nefesh. It's right. Koit the B.O. say, it's not inui nefesh. Look at the Ran. Three lines after they get white. Ihache. Litni acher be yosme tnai ze embo bishum inu nefesh peru sharav rabenu yona dash ta detana en elu nidre inu nefesh masma de mishum she ena neder inu nefesh lo yefer aval ina dra midi deit be inu nefesh yefer so masma by saying the neder is not inu nefesh masma according to this statement let's say the neder was inu nefesh meaning let's say the neder was perot olam. And the tenai was, if I bathe or not. It's master from the B.O.S.'s language that that would be a considered inui nefesh. So long as the neder itself is an inui nefesh item and it's contingent on a nechitzah. But that's not so. The B.O.S. says for it to be inui nefesh, not only does the neder have to be an inui nefesh item, but the condition that you're making it contingent on also has to be an inui nefesh item. So therefore, in this case, you should have said, Rabbi Yosef, the tnai is not even inui nefesh. Because by him saying in ze neder or in ze inui nefesh, mashma, the neder is not inui nefesh. Mashma, if you should make the neder inui nefesh with a contingent of bathing, it would be considered inui nefesh. But that's not so. Even if the condition alone, which means, according to Rabbi Yosef, even if, let's say, like we learned, let's say she comes along and says, perot olam yasru alai if I bathe. That's also not inui nefesh. Why? What did Rabbi Yosef say? Don't bathe. So it's not only if the neder is not inui nefesh, even if the tenai is not inui nefesh. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef, your words are misleading based on the way we're learning the case now. I repeat, Hachamim came along and gave this scenario with the lady say, I'm not going to bathe forever if I bathe once. Im erhas, im lo erhas. Yeah? If I bathe once, I'm not going to now be asut to be bathing forever. Oh, so we said, that's inui nefesh kanta hachamim. Because no matter what she does now, she is already being ma'ane nefesh. If she decides not to bathe forever, inui nefesh gedola mizor kanta hachamim. And what? If she doesn't bathe, which we, I said that already. If she doesn't bathe, so which means that then she's going to be asura. Because now, that's what he inu nefesh. And what? If she takes the bath once, she becomes forbidden forever. So we might check. If she stops now or she stops later, either way, she's being ma'aneh herself. Beautiful. The B.O.S.A. comes along and says, en ze inu nefesh. Lashon, exact lashon, en elu nidre. Ki. En elu nidre inu nefesh. Well, that's true. It is true. This is not a neder of inu nefesh. Rechitza according to the B.O.S.A. Even if she doesn't be rohetz le'olam, but the Gemara says very misleading, Rabbi Yosef, what you said. Tell me more accurately. You're supposed to tell me enze afilu tnai einui nefesh. Because from your language it's mashma that the only problem with this neder is because the neder itself is not einui nefesh. But if the neder itself was einui nefesh, I could be hinged on rechitza. That's not so. Even if the neder was, let's say, perot olam, which you agree is einui nefesh, still according to you. You don't allow, you don't consider inu nefesh if I said, I'm not going to eat perot olam if I bathe. You also hold that that's not inu nefesh. Don't bathe. So therefore you should have said better,
in the Tanai. You have a problem because even the Tanai is not the Inui Nefesh. That would have been a more accurate saying. So the Gemara says, you're right. We have to adjust the case. I'm reading inside. Read lines to the bottom. Ela de amra hanaat rechitza alai leolam im erhatz hayom. All rechitza, kept everything in rechitza. We just adjusted it a little. He comes along, she comes along and says a more narrow case. Instead of learning like we learned above, the case is talking about. If I wash, you know, whenever I wash, I'm going to be forbidden from that point on forever. She comes along and says, no, no, I'm going to be forbidden from rechitza. If I bathe today. Now, what's the problem according to Hakamim? Just let her go one day without bathing. And then she's permissible for the rest of her life to bathe. Where's the Inui Nefesh? Hakamim are going to hold that even going without a bath for one day is considered already a nivul, and therefore it's Inui Nefesh. No matter what she does, she's got Inui Nefesh. If she bathes, but that's Inui Nefesh, she's forbidden to bathe for the rest of her life. If she goes that one day without bathing, also you're Ma'ani Nefesh for that one day. So therefore Hakamim will say Inui Nefesh, it could be Mefer. Oh, Rabbi Yosef Sabar. Nivul de Had Yoma lo sheme nivul. Rabbi Yosef is going to hold, listen, what do you mean? We're doing one day? One day of going without bathing is not going to be considered a nivul. Therefore, what will Rabbi Yosef say in this case? Hey, don't bathe today. I'm not going to bathe for the rest of my life if I take a bath Monday. Okay, just don't take a bath Monday. Finish. The rest of your life, you'll be mutar. I went one day. What's one day? The B.S. is going to say one day is not considered an issue. Now, once I'm learning the case like this, we have to go back and answer our original question we just asked. The B.S. comes along and says, this is not considered the Dre Inui Nefesh. Why did you have to say that language? You should have said, tonight. So the Ran answers, look at the Ran, V'Rabbi Yosef, it's the last Ran on the Amud, V'Rabbi Yosef Sabar, Nivul dahad yoma lo sheme nivul, Hilkach, lo yefer, de matzimuk menafshe had yoma b'rechitza. Let her go one day without bathing, V'tu lo mitzir abad, and she'll be permissible for the rest of her life. V'leka le'akshu ya'achat k'demakshina le'il. But don't ask now, like we just asked about, I'acheh, Litni Rabbi Yosef omer tnai ze en bo inui nefesh mishum diavad teriyaki. If you would have said tnai ze, this tnai that she made it, the bathing is not considered inui nefesh. Hava mashma inui nefesh hu de lo have, aval devarim shebeno lebena have. We have another type of neder, by the way, besides inui nefesh. We have devarim shebeno. They're not different type of nedarim that are interpersonal, that affect, you know, that are between the husband and the wife. Why? So he says, "Dehalishna hachi muchach kenuchach lekaman behedya v'nivul dehad yomal Rabbi Yosef afilu medevarim shebeno lebena lo have." Which means, if the Mishnah would have said, "This tenai is not a." Inui Nefesh, I would have said, it's not an Inui Nefesh, but it's a Beno Lebena. Now, if you say it's Beno Lebena, that's also he has rights to be Nefer. So therefore, the Gemara did not want to give the Mishnah did not want to give a false impression, and therefore the Mishnah said, En ze nidre Inui Nefesh. Because if it would have said, En ze tnai, the tnai is not Inui Nefesh, because what's the tnai she said? If I don't bathe for one day, that's the tnai she's making, right? If I don't bathe for one day. So if the Mishnah would have said, if she doesn't bathe for one day, ends it tonight, Einu Nefesh, I would have said, it's not a tnai for Einu Nefesh, but maybe it's tnai of Beno de Bena. And if it's tnai of Beno de Bena, I'm not bathing for one day, that already affects the husband, maybe he can make a mefer. And the B.O.S. says that that's not considered Beno de Bena. So therefore, the Mishnah did not get involved in that language, not to give us a false diuk into thinking that it's not Einui Nefesh, but it is Bino Demira. Therefore, it just said, En Zen Nidre Einui Nefesh. It went under Nidr itself. The Nidr of Rechitza is not because what's the Nidr of Rechitza? The Nidr of Rechitza is I'm not going to obey the forever. So he says, that's not considered a situation of Einui Nefesh. So at this point, what are we learning? At this point, we're learning that according to the Hachamim, she made a neder all on the Chitza. Imir Hatzim no Erchatz. What do you mean, Imir Hatzim no Erchatz? Let's speak it out. Which means, if I bathe today, then I'm forbidden to bathe forever. Oh, so Imir Nafshach, Inu Nefesh on both. Whatever option she exercises, she's getting involved in Inu Nefesh, Afishit of Hachamim. If she bathes today, Einui Nefesh for the rest of our life. If she doesn't bathe today, Einui Nefesh for today. Hachemim say, you know what? Be mefir immediately. This is Einui Nefesh. She's stuck. There's no way out. Mefir. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, oh. It's not so. There's no Einui Nefesh. There is a situation over where it's not going to be Einui Nefesh. Where's that? Let her not bathe today. She said, if I don't bathe Monday, I'll be mutar for the rest of my life. Good. Let her not bathe Monday. Nivul dehad yoma lo sheme nivul. It's not considered Einui Nefesh. And therefore, it's not considered, and then you're able to make a hafara. It's definitely the Ran does point out that really the Rabbi Yosef says not only one day is not considered, even the whole life is not considered, like we said, the olam, like we learned above. But once Hachemim was saying the case like this, Rabbi Yosef says, listen, I hold even one day is considered already, is not considered a nivu like you want to say. Or one day, like you want to say it is, I say it's not. Therefore, you can make a, therefore you cannot make hafara aliba de Rabbi Yosef. You cannot make hafara aliba de Rabbi Yosef. Why? Rabbi Yosef would just tell, okay, don't take a shower on Monday. Finish. Then you'd be permissible for the rest. Ah, but you went one day. Well, what's one day? One day is nothing. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, wait. Shanita im irhatz. You only gave me side one of the equation. Im irhatz. Our Mishnah gave two sides. Im irhatz, im lo irhatz. Till now, we're only analyzing im irhatz. Let's speak it out. What was the sign of im irhatz? It's going to be forbidden. She made an edit. It's going to be forbidden to be the bathe forever. Im irhatz hayom. If I bathe today. But you didn't discuss the other side of the Mishnah that said im lo irhatz. What's the im lo irhatz side? Yeah? So the Gemara says, Im lo irhatz hechidame. What's the other side of this of the coin? Ilema de amra. Titzar ana'at chitza le'olam alai. Im lo irhatz hayom. Right? If she came along and said, that what? It's going to be forbidden to me to bathe if I don't bathe today. Same case, but just the reverse, right? Im lo irhatz hayom. It's going to be forbidden. Lama la'afara. What do you have to make a farah for? Titsahe! Let her walk, let her bathe today. She's according to Hakamim, why are you telling me it's Inu Nefesh that's subject to farah? There's no farah. Let her bathe. Od pam. What's the sign Imlo Erhatz? Imlo Erhatz, meaning, I'm not going to bathe forever if I don't bathe today. So bathe today, finish. Bathe today, and you're okay. So therefore, why is that Inu Nefesh according to Hakamim? That side does not work out in the equation. Continue. Amar Rav Yehuda. The answers. De Amra. Hana'at rechitza alai le'olam. I'm going to forbid myself on Hana'at rechitza. Imlo erhatz b'mem mishra. She comes along and says, if I don't bathe in mem mishra. Mem mishra is the foul waters that they soak the flax in. You take flax, you soak it in water, the water smells. So she's coming along, she's saying like this, I'm not going to bathe forever if I don't bathe today in flax. Flax water. Meman of shach, it's Einui Nefesh now. If she soaks today in the flax water, Einui Nefesh. If she doesn't soak in the flax water, she's forbidden to bathe for the rest of her life. That's why it's considered Einui Nefesh. So therefore, at this point, the way we're learning the Mishnah is im irhatz, like we learned the Mishnah, im irhatz, which means if I bathe today, I'm forbidden forever. Im oy, she says im lo irhatz b'mem mishra hayom. ta'aser forever. So therefore, memanafshach. If she bathes in the memishra, you're right, she'll be forbidden, she'll be permissible forever, but really she's ma'aneh ha-nefesh today. If she doesn't go into the memishra, she's ma'aneh ha-nefesh forever because she's not bathing. So that's the case of Lord Hatz. It's like, no, never, never, hakamim say what? Tafir. Make hafara. Oh. Once already establishing im irhas, im lo irhas, like that, we're not finished because the Mishnah gave some more examples. The next case of the Mishnah was im et kashet, im lo et kashet. Right? If I put on makeup, if I don't put on makeup. Well, if I put on makeup, I can explain. Which means you can come along and say, like we said in the first case, that what? That if I put on makeup today, then I'm going to be forbidden. I'm going to be forbidden for the rest of my life to put on makeup if I put on makeup today. So that's what I understand. My man of shach, right? If she's going to put on makeup today and unif for the rest of her life. If she doesn't put on makeup today, so even one day without makeup, I mean, we'll say it's considered a unif. But how are you going to learn the other side of the case? Im lo et kashet. Im lo et kashet. What is she saying? Im lo et kashet. If I don't, I'm forbidden to forever. Im lo et kashet. So let her put on today. So let her put on makeup. It's finished, and then you get out of the problem. So what are you going to tell me? No, you'll tell me like we said over here. Im lo et kashet. If I don't put kishut with tar, with something disgusting. So therefore, it's inu nefesh. But that you can't say that because the word letkashet doesn't work with tar, putting tar on. So that case is not gonna work. You could say the word rechitza in memishra, but you can't say in lo etkashet with the dirty stuff. So let's read that inside the Gemara. Gemara says, hold it. Dichvate similarly. Diktani, you got to read the next case. Im lo et kashet. How are you going to learn im lo et kashet? Im lo et kashet beneft. What is she going to say? That if I'm not mit kashet with neft, that's a lichluchu. That's considered the mit kashet. So therefore, you might have solved the case of rechitza, im irhats, im lo irhats, but you're not going to be able to similarly learn the case of im et kashet. Im lo et kashet. Understand why? Again, because I can work it out. Just understand what we're always trying to do over here. We need to do two things. Number one, we need to show why it's always inui nefesh according to Hakamim. That's why he can make hafara, because both sides are inui nefesh. And we need to explain both cases. Im irhats, im lo irhats. So im irhats, we already worked out already. Which means, if I bathe today, right? If I bathe today, it's forbidden to me to bathe forever. Yeah. By the way, that's always the nidr. It's forbidden for me to bathe forever. Im irhats. Okay, im irhats, very good. Whatever she decides to do, she's me'anin nefesh. She decides to bathe today, me'anin nefesh for the rest of her life. She doesn't bathe today, nivul b'had yomad, considered a inui. Okay, beautiful. Tafir. Okay, im lo irhats, im lo has the exact opposite. I'm not going to bathe forever if I don't bathe today. So Hakamim, why is that inu nefesh? Let her bathe today. She's a way out. No. She comes along and says, im lo irhats b'mim mishra. If I don't bathe in flax water. So whatever she does, if she doesn't bathe today in flax water, she does it forever. If she bathes in flax water, it's also inui. Oh, good. Apply the same logic to the case of kishut. Im et kashet, im lo et kashet. Meaning, I'm asur to put on makeup forever if I put on makeup today. Okay, good. If she puts on makeup today, I know nefesh the rest of my life. If she doesn't put on makeup today, I know nefesh and had yoma. Oh, good. Next, im lo et kashet. I'm forbidden to put on makeup forever, im lo et kashet. What do you mean im lo et kashet? So put on makeup today, then you get out of it. No. Im lo et kashet with dirty stuff. You don't call that kishut. That's not going to work out that case. That's called nechluch. So I'm out of Yehuda. So again, we have to adjust the cases. The amra hanaat lechitza le'olam alai im irhats hayom. Good. Keep the first part of the lechitza like we learned. Im irhats hayom, lechitza will be forbidden to me forever. That's a nidir. Ushbu'a shelo irhats.
The lo irhatz is not a conditional neder. The second part of the Mishnah is a regular lady. She came along and said, Shivua shelo irhatz. Finished. So you have two situations. You have nedarim and shivuot. So we're talking about two distinct situations. The lady came along in the first case and said what? Im irhatz. That's already a neder. It's an unspoken neder. The Mishnah didn't tell us the neder, but we get what I was telling us. What is she really saying? Lo irhatz le'olam im irhatz hayom. Inui nefesh both ways. Okay. Im lo irhatz. Or im lo irhatz means shivu'ah shelo irhatz. Straightforward. I'm making a shivu'ah that I'm not going to bathe. Oh, then that's considered inui nefesh. So Hachamim will say what? You're able to also be mefer. So you have a neder and you have a shivu'ah. Similarly, Hana'at kishut alai le'olam imit kashet hayom. Right? Hana'at kishut is going to be forbidden forever if I put on makeup today. That's inui nefesh. And then the second part of the Mishnah is ushvu'ah shloit kashet. And shvu'ah shloit kashet. Very good. Oh, you can ask a question. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, hay elu nedarim ushvu'ot mev'ele limitni. What are you talking? It doesn't make sense to learn like that. Of course, if you look at the headline of our Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek, what does it say? The language of the Mishnah is ve'elu nedarim shehu mefer. Hold it. It should say ve'elu nedarim ushvuot shehu mefer. Because the Mishnah is not exclusive anymore talking about davka nedarim. One half of the cases are talking about shvuot. So your headline is not accurate. Yeah? So the Gemara answers, that's okay. Amar le, tini elu nedarim ushvuot. Okay, put it in, put nedarim ushvuot. Vibayet ema, even another answer. Shivuot name hainu nedarim. The word shivuot, you can get away with calling them nedarim. That's not a problem. And how do you know? Because something we learned early in the Masechet Nitnan, kenidre resha'im nadar, Benazir, ube korban, ube shbu'a. We had a case above, if a person used a language, if a guy came along, let's say, and he made himself a Nazir. How did he make him a Nazir, himself a Nazir? Nazir was walking by, and he came along and said, Kinidre Risha'im Harini. Which means like anybody that makes a neder, they refer to them as a rasha, because you're not supposed to make the darim. So if a guy came along and said a lashon kinidre reshaim alai while the nazir walked by, what's the deen? He's a nazir. Or let's say he came along and there was a piece of food in front of him, okay, and he came along and said kinidre reshaim. This food that's in front of me. It'll be kunam, it'll be asu, like a neder. Or let's say he comes along and he makes a shivua in that lashon as well. Kinedre nedarim alai with a shivua. I'll give you the exact lashon. He comes along and says three cases. Kinedre shayim hareni, hareu nazir. Okay. The second case is if he comes to Kinedre Shaim Alai, he'll be hayav to bring a korban. A korban that's in front of him. Alai is a korban. Or if he comes along and says, Kinedre Shaim Mimenu Shelo Ochal. That's like he swore that he's not going to eat the bread that's in front of him. And these are the three cases. Hareu Nazir. What's the three? Nazir.
Alai.
Ubishvua. Nazir Korban Ubishvua. Yeah. I'll give you the three cases again. Nazir. Korban Shavua. Nazir is Kenedre Reshaim Al Harini. Normally, what do you say? Harini Nazir. The guy said Kenedre Reshaim Harini. It's like he's saying Harini Mikabir Alai Nazirut. He's going to be a Nazir. If he comes along and says there's a Korban in front of him, right? Or animal, I'm sorry, in front of him. He says Kenedre Reshaim Alai. What is that like he's saying? Harini Alai Ravi Behemazun Korban. Or let's say there's a piece of food in front of him. And he comes along and says, Kinedre Reshaim. And he comes along and says, Shelo Ochal. That's as if he said, Shivua Shelo Ochal.
Well, he didn't say the word shivua. He said kenidre. Oh, so you see that when a guy says nidre, it's like he made a shivua. Okay, I'm going to stop. So now we have a conclusion of the case of our Mishnah. We got to go back. He learned the Mishnah again. When the Mishnah starts off and says, these are the Nidarim, you got to say, these are the Nidarim and the Shavuot. Good. And what's the case? We have a fantastic Mahlokot between the Biyoseh and Hakamim. What constitutes Nidre Inui Nefesh? Hakamim come along and say, it's talking about a guy that made a Nidir. She's not going to bathe for the rest of her life. But she makes a contingent on what? Im irhatz hayum. Hachamim hold any sort of abstention of bathing is inui nefesh. Whether it's one day or whether certainly if it's for forever. This is a classic case of nidra inui nefesh. Hachamim say, tafir, make a farah. Im lo irhatz. That's a straight out case. Shivua shilo irhatz. Shivua shilo irhatz. Even for one day you say that. Tafir. Next case. She's not going to be mitkashet forever. Beautiful. Not mitkashet forever? If I don't, im mitkashet hayom. Im mitkashet hayom. So therefore what? If she doesn't be mitkashet today, inu nefesh today. If she does, she's forever. That's classic case of inu nefesh, tafir. Second case, shivua shelo etkashet. Shivua shelo etkashet, but that's inu nefesh, therefore tafir. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, en ze nidre, en elu nidre inu nefesh. He comes along and says, Rechitza and Kishut, that does not fall into the category of Nidre Inui Nefesh. Now, look at the Ran, the Bura Matil Ela. Read this Ran here. Ela de Amra and At Rechitza Alai, Le Olam Imer Hatz Ushfuashelo Erhatz. The Ashta Lot Serichi de Uchmebu Merit Imer Hatzayom. The Ran just speaks out, you don't got to come back anymore to learn the case, Imin Hatz, Hayom, and all that business. What was the reason why we said Imin Hatz, Hayom? The Ran speaks out, Ela be'omirit Imin Hatz, Stamma. She just said Imin Hatz, Stamma. Dele'olam mashma. De'tana kamaswa de'yesh ba'inu nefesh, v'ribi yosinstava de'let ba'inu nefesh. ולכה למפרח השתק את הפרחילה לתני רבי יוסי אומר תנאי זה אין בו עינוי נפש דלא אפשר למתני אחר דקטני ושפועה שלו הרחץ דלת בתנאי ולא שייך לממר תנאי זה
very good
which means remember one of the questions we had on רבי יוסי why didn't you say תנאי זה אין זה עינוי נפש now that question falls away Because one of the cases of the Mishnah, there's no try. Shivua shelo erhatz. There's no try there. So if Rabbi Yosi could not have said in his statement, Tnai ze in ze inui nefesh. He had to say, Nidre. Now when he says, Neder ze in ze inui nefesh, Neder means, Ben ben neder, Ben b'shivua. He couldn't say the word Tnai. Remember, one of the questions of the Gemara above was, hey, according to you, Rabbi Yosi, you said a vague language. You said the neder is not a new nefesh. Mashma, that what? If the neder was a new nefesh, even though the tenai wasn't, it's okay. But you don't hold like that. You hold that what? What the neder and the tenai also all have to be what? A new nefesh. So how can we say tenai is there? So the Gemara is answering that, and that is saying, that's not a question at all. Because once you added the shifua factor to one of the cases, or actually two cases, two out of the four cases, he can't say, Ends it tonight, Shalai Nu Nefesh. What do you mean, ends it tonight? We're not talking about it tonight. Two out of four cases are not tonight at all. Talking about a Shavua. Then the Ran concludes and says, V'nir'e be'anai de la'achi naktinu tana la'ani t're gavne. The Ran has one more question. What do you need two cases for, but to prove our point? Rechitza, Shavua shelo erchatz. Kishut, Shavua shelo etkashut. Bottom line, it's really the same case. She's saying it twice. So he says, Lashminan rebutad rabbanan ud rabbi yoseh. Each case, respectively, gives me a hidush, either according to rabbanan or rabbi yoseh. How? The rabbanan, the afalpi shelo hala neder legamri mefer. Umishum rebutad rabbanan nakat milta betnai. That's right. Which means the condition case. Like we learned above, is according to the rabbis, he could be mefer even before anything was activated.
What did she say? I'm going to be forbidden to bathe forever if I bathe once. Not even today, if I bathe. When is the neder hal? The neder is not really hal until she bathes once. Now already it's forbidden forever. The chidush is that even though she made a tanai, he could be mefer before anything starts. Again, normally, how do you be mefer in neder? Once it's hal, the neder is hal, and you mefer in neder. In this case, is the neder hal? Nothing's hal yet, it's just words. She came along and said, if I bathe today, or if I bathe at all, it's going to be asu for the rest of my life. Hadush is, at that point, tafir. You don't have to wait until she actually bathed once, and put by now you have a neder on her. You can be mefer before the whole thing is acted. That's hadush kota gamim. Again, always till now, we never had a case like this technically. We always had a case where, I like to eat apples. Okay, she's forbidden to eat apples right now. Okay, this neder is halana, tafir. Now it's al tenai. So you would have thought maybe you could only be mefer once already it's activated. Now you're ready yet? Kamashwan, the tenai case, alibad rabbanan. Continue the ran. Umeshub rebutad rabbi yoseh, nakat shivu'a shelo irhats belo tenai. Vafagav da haila mehashta. Lo matze mefer. The chidzal Rabbi Yosef lekainu iklal. The chidush of shivua is in Rabbi Yosef. What's the case of shivua? Shivua shelo irhats. Now, when you say shivua shelo irhats, when is that shivua hal? Immediately. Now she's forbidden. That second, yes. What does Rabbi Yosef say? You cannot be mefer. Why? Because he holds the chidza is not considered inu nefesh. So the chidush of the shivua is even though it's forbidden on her. Immediately, still immediately when she gets out, inu nefesh. Kamash Rabbi Yosef, lo tafer. Why? Because it's not inu nefesh. Again, here the Adush quote Rabbi Yosef. She comes up and says, Shivu'a shelo irhats. What does Rabbi Yosef say in that case? Lo tafer. Why? Because that's not inu nefesh. Even though when you make a Shivu'a shelo irhats, it's not contingent, it's Hala, she made it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday. She washed her hats. When is it forbidden? 2 o'clock on Monday. It starts immediately. Still, the Rabbi Yosef says, you can't touch that neder, husband. Why? Sara inu nefesh. But she's forbidden already to bathe. It's forbidden from now. Inu nefesh is not in the realm of the chitzah kishus. The chidush of Shivu'a is for Rabbi Yosef. That even though it's hal immediately, the sun of the chitzah, as soon as hafir, because not inu nefesh. The case of Tanai is the Chidush in the Banan. That what? That even though it didn't hal yet, he's able to be mefer because it's going to lead to a case of Inui Nefesh. So therefore, the Ran is just speaking out. That's why the Mishnah chose to give me two scenarios. The Tanai case and the Shivu'a case. The Tanai case, Rebuta Rabbanan, and the Shivu'a case, Rebuta, the Rabbi Yosef. Baruch Anu'ai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.